In this video, we are talking about a delicate issue. How do we honor stuck leaders while finding new leaders? Many legacy churches have longtime leaders who have served faithfully in the past but now resist renewal. They may block new ideas. They may fear losing control. They may distrust younger leaders. They may say, "We tried that before." They may hold an office but no longer carry a fresh vision for ministry. This situation requires wisdom. The goal is not to attack older leaders. The goal is to help the church become healthy, trained, and missionally alive. Romans 12 calls believers to honor one another. 1 Peter 5 calls elders to shepherd willingly, not domineeringly. Both truths matter. A stuck leader should be treated with dignity. But dignity does not mean unlimited authority. Sometimes a leader needs retraining. Sometimes a leader needs rest. Sometimes a leader needs a clearer role. Sometimes a leader needs to step aside. Sometimes a board needs term limits, role descriptions, or outside guidance. A helpful conversation might begin like this: "You have given many years to this church, and we are grateful. As we move into renewal, we want every leader to enter a season of prayer, training, and role review." That makes renewal a shared process rather than a personal attack. At the same time, the church should identify new leaders. Look for people who are teachable, prayerful, humble, reliable, and willing to be trained. They may become officiants, chaplains, Bible study leaders, care ministers, microchurch hosts, or future elders and deacons. Here is a ministry example. A board member had blocked change for years. Instead of shaming him, the church invited the whole board into training. During that process, he realized he was tired and afraid. He chose to step into a property care role while two younger leaders joined the ministry team. Honor and transition work together. A common mistake is letting one stuck leader hold the whole church hostage. Another mistake is dishonoring faithful service. A healthy church does neither. It honors the past, clarifies the present, trains teachable leaders, and makes room for the future God is preparing.